Welcome back, everybody, to the Unfair Advantage Show. Today's show is entitled Bold and Unapologetic. Bold and Unapologetic. Why? Because we have the co-founder and the president, CEO, actually, of Patriot Mobile joining us. And this man and his company is every bit of being bold and unapologetic in the marketplace for God and for freedom. Glenn Story, welcome to the Unfair Advantage Show.
Well, I just want to thank you, Jim, for having me. It's a blessing to sit here with such a man of God to talk about what we've done here at Patriot Mobile. I feel like the least in the room without question. And you know what? Here's the real beauty of it. If you're with him and he's with you, we're all together in this battle. So I look forward to talking with you about what you've done with the Unfair Advantage, and I look forward to talking about Patriot as well.
Well, we're here to talk about Patriot Mobile. All the people that follow us and all of our social media, they know what we're about, but we want to hear what you're about. Now, friends, I want you to listen to this. I want you to listen to this mission statement of Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile's mission statement, bold and unapologetic, to passionately defend our God-given constitutional rights and freedoms and to glorify God always. I want to read that again. Listen carefully to what Glenn and his team are committed to do, convicted to do, have consecrated Patriot Mobile to do, to passionately defend our God-given constitutional rights and freedoms and to glorify God always. It doesn't say anything about what they do, but it says about the why they do it. Glenn, from the beginning, before we get into being the only Christian-based mobile cell phone provider in the country, which I am a very, very, very pleased customer. We'll get to that in a minute. How did you and your team come to this as your mission statement? Because if this is what you live, and I know it is, how did you come up with that? Why?
Well, you know what? Before I can really go there, I got to back up and start from the beginning. Back in 2012, 2013, you know, I was working in New York, traveling back and forth from Texas to New York once a month for a week and sometimes back-to-back weeks. And, you know, I just thought, this is not good for me. I've got little bitty guys, you know, 7, 9, and 11, and I thought this was the worst thing I could do about being a father that wasn't there. So I resigned, sold my part of the business. And what was interesting, you know, that summer, this happened in May or June, and I thought, you know what, we're going to travel the country. We're just going to pack up the Suburban and drive up to Colorado, go out to Wyoming and down through the country and just show these boys what America is really about. And we did that. Beautiful. And what was interesting, I got back, we made it back in August, school started, I was coaching youth football, and I didn't have a job, right? You know, I wasn't really looking, I knew I needed to find something, and a guy approached me on a football field, one of my assistant coaches, and he says, hey, I got an idea, let's buy this dog company. And I was like, okay, we started looking, yeah. And I'm like, you know, the dog industry's huge, right? You can make a lot of money on really good dog treats. Anyway, I just said no, and then he said, okay, how about a cell phone company? I was like, you've got to be out of your gourd. And so he comes back about a week later, and he says, Glenn, I need you to listen. Let's just sit down and talk about this. And I said, okay. He said, look, we're going to target Republicans. And I was like, huh, now you're on to something.
Wow.
So I did a little due diligence, or we did some due diligence, and we found a company based in San Francisco, and you'll understand why. It was an ultra-progressive cell phone company that at the time had donated $75 million to progressive causes. Planned Parenthood, they were the number one corporate donor to outside of the federal government to Planned Parenthood.
Oh, my gosh.
Then number two, they were doing all this tree hugger stuff, and I was like, okay, if a company can donate $75 million, boy, they've got a lot of revenue. So the red-blooded conservative in me, capitalist, said, we've got to go start this thing, and that we did. We ended up using that company as our blueprint, no pun intended, and we followed what they did. And the real beauty is it was a great blueprint. Now, we started in 2013 today, or late 2013. We're 10 years in. It took us 4 or 5 years to really get through all the political, not political, but all the applications for to do business in every state, county, jurisdiction, parish, and district, right? It took years, set up our website, and we were only working on one network, the Sprint network at the time. And the real beauty of this is we were targeting Republicans. And then we said, okay, we're not going to target Republicans. We're going to take this down and go to conservatives.
Yeah.
We had built a pretty good business. We were about 20,000 customers. This is, you know, 4 years ago. And God has just blessed us. One of my largest investors came to me one day, and I'll never forget this. Growth was like this. Yeah. You know, it's solid. 40% year-over-year growth, with the exception of the first couple of years. That's infinite, right? Mm-hmm. What he ended up sitting down. Now, I want to characterize Bob a little bit. Bob is a very... He sold his business, made a decent windfall of money, but he runs a company called Eastern European Mission. They print 2 million Bibles every year, and they take them over to Eastern Europe, in particular Romania, Ukraine, and others, and just donates them, right? So he'll raise enough money to print these Bibles and hand them out. So in comes Bob. He's a man of not many words, but when he speaks... it is concrete. It is real. It's the truth.
What did he say?
You'll never believe this. He sat down, and it's amazing what he did. He just goes, Glenn, you're not being very smart. I said, really? What do you mean? He goes, look, you have Bible studies. You live this Christian life. You go to church. You serve. But you don't say it in your business.
Oh.
And we talked for a couple of minutes, and he got up and said, okay, I'll see you later, and he leaves. I lean back in my chair. I scratch my head, and I just kind of look at it and go, what did he just say to me? And so I pondered it for a little bit, and I said, he's right. I said to myself, I'm not going to take the credit, but I just remember saying, hey, America's only Christian conservative cell phone company.
There we go. That's it.
Nobody's ever heard that before. Nobody. And so I call my chairman. This gentleman's invested in us, and he just loves what we do. I said, Brian, what do you think about rebranding? Instead of mobilizing conservatives, we're going to be America's only Christian conservative cell phone company. Believe it or not, he goes, I love it. Run with it now. Our CEO at the time didn't really, you know, he wasn't enamored with it. And I just said, look, I'm the founder. We're going to run with this. We ended up, within a week, we rebranded. We redid our logo and everything. And I'm going to just tell you this. This is for every one of your listeners and anybody that cares. We had this growth. And I can go back to a chart. And I can show you where it basically hockey sticks. And I say, without a doubt, it's his blessings, 100% him. He spoke to me. Now, he never speaks to me like, Glenn, you better pick up the lawn. He never speaks to me like that. No. Some people he does, but I knew that was the right thing to do, and he has rewarded us. Now, I know that brings a lot of challenges to people or businesses if they do that. If you speak a word of God in the hallways at some organizations, you will be shunned and kicked. But I'll tell you, the blessings have been, our business since then is up 10X.
I want to go back a little bit and unpack a little bit about what you said, because that is such a magnificent story. But I want all of the Unfair Advantage tribe to hear this. Glenn, and I could tell you all of his background on dealing with lots of accounting and finance and buying companies and helping throughout the financial growth. He's a very, very, very wise businessman. But did you hear the story? All this began as he was unemployed, coaching a football team. Somebody approached him rather nonchalantly. Let's look at buying a very, far left-wing business. Even what the enemy meant for bad, God meant for good. They had the blue, if you will, print. And even though it was what we might call a not a godly-based company, what they were doing in the Babylonian system of economics was good and could transform into a godly system. And what he did was take that. But then fast forward, remember what Glenn said. This is beautiful. I didn't know this part of the story. I thought I knew your story. But when you said, when Bob came in and said, what you're doing is not right, and then the Lord gave you that phrase, the Lord downloaded through his spirit into your spirit, into your mind and your spirit, America's only conservative cell phone company. Was that the phrase?
Christian conservative.
Christian conservative.
Christian first, conservative second.
Thank you. How did you know at that time that was it? Because you said when you came up with it, this is what I like to unpack. How did you know that you know that you know that that was it? Because you even went to one of your senior executive colleagues and said, no, we're running with it. How did you know?
I mean, look, how did you know that God is your... Okay, so I'm not going to get that deep, but you just knew it. It's a feeling, right? You know that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. I know you know that without any doubt ever, 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 and that he will guide your steps no matter how you feel. I was just reading Psalms this morning, and it was King David, and he was saying, look, you know, although I feel all this pressure, I know you're our Creator. And let me lead as if I'm with your Creator. So I look at this and say, look, I know it. I knew it was the right thing. I had a couple of my board members that didn't think it was that good of an idea. But they recently, you know, in the last year, sent me a note and said, you know, I didn't really agree with it. We let you run with it, and it has rewarded us handsomely. What the real beauty of it is, it's that feeling. It's that faith. There's a song, there's a stir deep inside me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? What is that stir? It's him. There's no other debate.
What is the stir? Beautiful. I love that phrase. What is the stir? And what I'm exhorting our listeners to reflect upon is God will give you those downloads. In fact, I sometimes call that throne room to boardroom. There's a throne room revelation coming into your boardroom when you have ears to hear. Glenn is a beautiful example of that. When you know that you know that you know that's from the Lord, you go with it. And even though some of your great supporters may say, we're not so sure, it doesn't matter. Paul said, this one thing I do. And Glenn, you're an example of that one thing, and you've gone with it, and you talked about the hockey stick of the growth. That's all because of your faithfulness, you and your team's faithfulness that is coming to you. And I'm going to tell you right now, I don't promote a lot on the show, but I'm telling everyone that listens to me right now, you need to switch to Patriot Mobile. In fact, let me tell you what I'm doing even today. Glenn, you know, I got this. You know what I'm holding up here. I got this in the mail a few days ago. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, if you so do, for your cell phone coverage, one of the things you can do, there's a couple of major groups that they have contracted with. In my particular area, one of the cell phone providers that linked in with the Patriot Mobile, we'll just call it the Big V, has a little bit better coverage than the Big A. And so I'm going to switch from the A to the V later today, and you make it so simple. And I want to let people know there's no fear. I encourage you to go to patriotmobile.com, sign up, give them a shot, because they have had, every time I've contacted your folks, every time I've contacted, there's only been a few, they have been incredibly gracious, incredibly just encouraging, easy to work with. This is the first time Glenn and I've had a chance to have a communication, so I'm just sharing as a customer what they do as they live out to passionately defend God-given rights and also glorify God in everything they do. I've noticed that as a customer. So I'm just encouraging you, go to patriotmobile.com, sign up, give them a shot. You won't be disappointed. As you've gone through this, when you've made that statement, you became so bold with the mission statement as you created it, defend God-given rights, the only Christian conservative wireless provider. We know there's got to be tremendous pushback, Glenn. We could do 2 hours, and I'm sure some of the challenges you faced. What have you learned? We don't need to go through each challenge, but stepping back and just saying, okay, let me reflect on what have you learned by going through some of these challenges as a CEO, as an executive, as a Christian businessman? What are some of the lessons you've learned by going through these challenges as you stand with God in the marketplace? What have you learned?
I look at it, some of the scripture that I think about, and I say this a little bit maybe too often, is, you know, when the Israelites, they made their exodus out into the out in the desert and they were hungry and they didn't have water. And so God said, I'll provide you the manna, right? Mm-hmm. I look at this as manna from heaven. Now, he never said, I'm going to make it easy. It's never going to be easy because with tremendous growth, we've had challenges, right? It exposes fractures and in the armor or little dings in the armor. We've never had any material issues. But the real beauty of that is, as I look, he provided for them. You know, what is it? It was manna that ate it. It provided the essential nutrients. And look where we are today through that group of folks that came, our ancient brothers and sisters. So with that said, I look at the things that we have going on today. Yes, the left is after us. I mean, they hate what we stand for. Anybody that is bold, that'll stand on a street corner. I remember when I was a little kid, we had preachers that would stand on the street corner and say, you know, you need to listen to the word. Well, I don't think that's who we are, but I think it's something similar. We will stand in front of audiences of anywhere between 10 and 20,000 and state, this is how we run our business. God is in charge. He is at the helm. We're his stewards. And when you say things like that, it infuriates some people. Why? You know what? They've got scales on their eyes and their heart will never hear the word. And that's therefore, right. They want you to be a devil worshiper or something else. Well, that's not what we are. But what does that do to Patriot? Well, it's very common that we get hate mail and things like this. We get posts and all this. But you know what's really interesting? When somebody, whether it's the New York Times, the BBC, or mm-hmm. another organization that writes about us, these hit pieces become the best marketing piece.
Isn't that the truth?
It is. It's the most awesome thing. So just the other day, or last year, we posted in Texas, one of our great friends, Brian Hughes, out in Tyler or East Texas, he's a senator. Well, they pinned a bill that passed the House and the Senate, so it became law, that it says, if anybody brings you a plaque that says, In God We Trust, then you've got to hang it in the school in a very, very open space. It has to be seen. Well, guess what? Our chief operating officer, Jenny Story, picked up on this. She's friends of Brian, and we are. So we ended up printing probably 3,000 or 4,000 of them and delivering them among to all these different schools. And what was interesting about it, it just created a huge, huge issue with a lot of people. Mm-hmm. In God we trust. So the BBC came in here and they tried to write something. She goes, well, do you think it's being political? I said, no, I really don't. I think it's biblical. Or I said something like that. And I said, if you don't like it, take every bill out of your pocket and burn it and throw it away. It's on every currency that we have. In God we trust. Mm-hmm. So if you don't like it, you know, dude, you just want to get rid of everything, huh? Because you don't like it, you think we need to get rid of it. Wrong. So here, this is a kind of interesting twist. Brian told me the other day that they are going to go back and amend the bill to say it can be in every classroom.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, so look at this. What a beauty, right?
What a magnificent example of when you take a righteous stand for righteous God, even in the face of evil, look at what he can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think. You just said, as you take a stand, it's not always going to be easy. God will provide. And the phrase that I came away with, Glenn, with one of the lessons from today's show is that the attacks from the enemy, the attacks boomerang, it actually comes back to good. And I'll let you know, you said you speak to a lot of big audiences. I know you're a huge supporter of Turning Point USA, Alliance Defense Love Fund, them. Wall Builders, all of that, CPAC. I happened to see you here in Pensacola, Florida, one of your representatives at a Flashpoint event, you know, with Glenn. And I mean, I saw, you know, all the Flashpoint Army here. And that was where I was really sold on checking you out as a business. And so I wanted to let you know from a customer, being at one of those live events was what really encouraged me to do that. So keep doing that. Keep doing that.
Praise the Lord.
Share with our audience, we got about 4 or 5 more minutes. I want our folks to know how they can, in simple ways, through their business, whether it's a 2-person or a 20,000-person business, how they can make a stand for righteous causes as the Lord leads them, you have four primary areas that you invest toward with the profits that God gives you. If an audience or a group fits in one of these four causes, these are the ones that Patriot Mobile most like to help fund. Tell us about those four areas and how others can learn how to get involved with that.
We call them our four pillars, right? The First Amendment, the Second Amendment, right to life, military, and first responders. Look, there is nothing more. We say this all the time. God, country, and family. In that order, we have to put God first. Without our country, we don't have a family, you know, without certain things. And when I say that, I look at the First Amendment, right? The freedom of speech, the freedom of religion. I don't care if you're Muslim, Hindu.
That's right.
You should have the right to worship what you believe in and not worry about big brother or big sister coming in and trying to hurt you. With that said, that's our first pillar. The second is the Second Amendment. My dad was a World War II vet. We hunted our entire lives as younger folks, right? Mm-hmm. And you kind of look at that and you say, okay, if you don't have guns, you really cannot protect yourself.
That's right.
Whether you live in Los Angeles or New York or Texas, you should have that right. Because once they take the guns, what's next? Go look at every one of these socialist failures, all the way back to most recently Venezuela, right? Russia. You just go down the list. The real beauty of it is, you know, we donate to these causes. The third one is military and first responders. Again,
it's beautiful.
That's supporting our country, right? You look at it, if you can't support your military guys or your first responders, you're failed as well. And then the last, the sanctity of life, above all, right? In my opinion, God breathed life into us. You believe in the Bible, it's in Genesis. He formed us with his hands and he blew into our nostrils and we came awake. That is the single most important thing in my, I believe, is life, right? Without that, we don't have anything as well. And so we look at it, we say, those are our four pillars. Mm-hmm. We work with organizations, Marjorie Dannenfelser, you know, Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America. They are the preeminent first right to life organization. Penny Nance, Concerned Women for America.
Yes.
You just look at them. Charlie Kirk with Turning Point. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Those guys, they are the best at
making
what they
difference.
Do. So, you know, that's right. And Embrace Grace is another one that we met with last week. They're a pro-love organization. We don't say pro-life. An unexpected, unplanned pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do with that, right? A 16, 17-year-old girl all of a sudden has no idea what to do. Well, we have an organization out there, Embrace Grace. It's in all 50 states, the lower 48. They will hear from a mother when they start searching for abortion. They scrape it, they find it, they reach out and say, hey, there's an alternative.
I want our audience to hear the passion and the commitment, Glenn, that you have, because all of you can do the same. If there's something that your company really would like to you just say, I want to support something that's good and godly and righteousness. I wanted Glenn to share just the four that they do. I'm not saying you have to do the same, but if there's something in your heart and spirit that stirs, be not afraid to support those and make it public. Be not afraid. That's my suggestion. So thank you for sharing those, because I believe that's going to encourage people. You know, there are some things that I can support. And in fact, when I heard that at the Flashpoint event, frankly, I said, that's the kind of company that I want to support with my income. And, you know, we've never been more pleased once again with your service. I'm going to ask you, as we kind of close out this show, and I'll forewarn you, I'm going to invite you to come back for some more. So just, you know, be aware. If you're looking back 30 years, Glenn, on your professional experience, you came out of corporate America, I came out of corporate America, you know, in different ways, different valleys. And as I look back, I'm asking you to look back, what lessons would you tell Glenn's story 30 years ago that you wish you knew then that you know now? If you were to look back and give yourself some advice on this transformation of going really towards standing for a righteous company to glorify God. What are a couple of the lessons you'd like the younger Glenn to have learned?
Gosh, I look at this and just say, every experience that I had became a part of my moral or my fiber today, right? And I just say, even the things that we had hiccups with, you know, I think probably is more of a biblical side, is just being able to say, not being quite as a younger person would be, is a little less biblical in nature, right? And not standing up to when you hear things that are a little bad, and just being the person that I am today. And I'm really pretty much the same guy that's just a little more seasoned or long in the tooth, if you will. And the real beauty of it is I don't know that I would change anything. You know, I got married a little bit later. I was in my early 30s. And the real beauty of it is I'll just have to say this. My wife, which is a Wall Street gal, spent 25 years on Wall Street in the investment banking world, the credit world. She's now our chief operations officer. I'll say one thing. Working with your wife, if it works, is one of the best things. I think God has blessed our relationship in ways that I don't think it would have ever happened. So I look at it and go, wow. I tell people this and they go, how do you work with your wife? I said, it's not working with my wife. It's when we get home, you know, raising kids is always a little challenge. And I say that in jest.
Oh, yeah.
I say that in jest because we walk every night or every other night in that decompression state. We get to talk. We don't always say a lot, but generally we do. And it's interesting. And I just say that's probably one of the biggest blessings in my life today is how he works through us. He channels his blessings through us and to others. I don't think there's anything more important. And, you know, God's blessed us. This year we'll probably donate somewhere in the neighborhood of $2 million to those organizations and others that are really, really important. Praise the Lord, right? And it's our customers.
Yes. Yes. I mean, this is doing righteous work across America. Glenn said, if I were to look back, he said, I've known to stand on biblical values all my life. He's more bold now than I would suggest before. Don't be afraid to go into partnership with your wife. That's your helpmate anyway, both ways. I mean,
amen.
Glenn, you have such a beautiful story. Yes, I know it's your last name. Here we go. We're playing off that. But that's really what I hoped our audience, you know, our tribe, as I call them, got to hear, that the heart of a man who's living it, doing it, is a breathing example of the glory of God and the supernatural increase when you do things God's way for his glory, even in an unrighteous environment in terms of media and communication and everything else. Glenn Story, I cannot thank you enough for sharing your story. And I'm just so thankful to get to know you and for you to be a part of our Unfair Advantage team in this particular show, Bold and Unapologetic. Keep going, brother. Keep going. We're supporting you. We're praying for you. And I'm encouraging people, go to patreonmobile.com and sign up. Give it a shot. Glenn, give you the last word.
Well, hey, and I agree with you 100%. I think everybody that's listening to your show should come to Patriot Mobile. And the reason I say that is obviously the alignment is 100% there. But as we grow, our donation patterns grow. And we're providing a service that everybody that's listening to you right now already has. Mm-hmm. We're not asking you to go buy a Mercedes or a newer, greater mousetrap. Mm-hmm. We're asking you to come to Patriot Mobile. Here's the easy thing about it. We'll give you a 30-day guarantee. If you don't like it, you can get all your money back. That's one. You will talk to somebody here in Texas or California, number two, and we won't be afraid to pray with you on the phone. One really quick story, if I may.
Sure.
We were, and this is about 2 or 3 minutes, we were at a show, I believe it was CPAC down in Orlando a couple of years ago. And what's really interesting about this is, now I didn't see it firsthand. I walked up after it had already happened, but I got to catch the folks that were involved. a gentleman came up and said, you know, I love your service. I've been with you, and I just got to tell you, I think your member services or customer service group is phenomenal.
I agree.
And this gentleman goes, well, you know, I was working with a guy, and he basically said, you know, after we got the phone connected, he said, the customer service rep goes, well, you know, you sound like something's going on. What's going on with you? And he goes, you know, I've just had some issues. And he said, well, let's pray about it. And they said a prayer, and this guy broke down crying. And it's really kind of interesting because what ended up happening was the folks that they were telling, and they go, well, who was it? It was Philip. Well, Philip is sitting or standing over there helping another customer. So they went over and grabbed Philip and said, look, this is customer so-and-so. And they just embraced. They both started crying. You just look at that. That's not going to happen just anywhere. That is a divine relationship. Absolutely. That this guy was in the dumps, and he took the time to come seek us, right? And said, look, without you guys, I would have been even more of a mess. So just praise the Lord. And that's what we've built here. And as we add customers, we're going to be able to donate more, impact other lives. And you know, I just try to say, look, come give us a shot.
And I encourage everybody to do that too. This is where we tell stories of what Jesus is doing in business. And my particular avenue is through the power of Holy Spirit. You sense the spirit of Glenn, the spirit of God throughout the entire organization. So once again, Glenn, thank you so much. Have a blessed day. And I know we'll talk again real soon. Thank you, Glenn.
Well, hey, before I lose you.
Yes, sir.
I started reading this book. Have you ever seen this book?
You know, I think I have a copy or two of
The Unfair Advantage. Well, you know what I'm going to do? I am going to ask you, and maybe what we can do is buy a couple of hundred of these books. I'm going to put these in the next couple of hundred, 200 or 300, 400, depending on the price, into the next book, the phones that we send out of here. Because I want everybody, I only read the first portion of it, and it blew me away. And I just was sitting there going, holy cow, this is... Dr. Jim blows me away. If he wrote such a graceful book or God-filled book, let me just read this first segment. Now I'm stealing your time.
Oh, I love it. Keep stealing.
First and foremost, I thank God, my Savior Jesus, and the Holy Spirit for guiding me in writing this book. My only desire is to record faithfully your words and be your pen. May this book be a pleasing unto you. Wow. I mean, when I read this, it gave me goosebumps. I was thinking, I've read a lot of good books. I mean, I'm finishing up Cash Patel's Government Warfare. This, I can't wait to get to, and I'm so excited to read it. When I'm done, I want to get at least a couple of hundred copies and start sending them out. And I would love to welcome you to one of our shows. And we could sell them at your booth, or we'll buy them on your behalf. You can sign them and give them to our customers.
Glenn, never would have, thank you, accepted. I'm overwhelmed
Peace.
By your generosity. I'm overwhelmed by your generosity. Yeah, yes, well. And I'll have your people call my people from my Patriot mobile-powered cell phone. Amen?
Hey, and remember, we have businesses too. You have a small to medium business? We can put we're doing a 1,000 line deal right now. We've got a 5,000 in the pipeline. The real beauty is you're going to support causes that align with your values.
Check out Patriot Mobile Business. Go to the website. I've already been there. It could be perfect fit for you. Glenn, thank you, brother. Thank you. And I know we'll be in touch. And yes, you can count on those books being shipped very soon.
All right. Thank you, Jim. You have a blessed day. And thank you.
You too.
Keep up his work.